I want to welcome Kwasi Mensa, who is developing accessible iPhone games. He developed Stem Stumper, and now he's got a new game that he's just developing now and is going to be, I guess, seeking beta testers for.
So I'm working on a word game. We're calling it Letter Clever. Basically, it takes the kind of the best parts of Connect Four and Scrabble and puts them together and has some strategy, add some strategy to them. And we also, our last game was Stem Stumper. I don't know if anybody in the room played Stem Stumper. We're working to make this game a lot easier to pick up and play. So one of the things we are really proud of is our game's support voiceover from... I'm actually just going
to
step through the tutorial.
Welcome to Letter Clever. This game uses a 5x5 grid. We suggest turning on vertical navigation. Double tap the bottom right grid cell to move on to the next step.
One of the things we did is made sure to have a separate tutorial for people using screen reader devices so we can spell things out more.
A1, empty.
It is on a 5x5 grid.
Empty.
And it uses kind of chess lettering. And because we originally had it speaking like column 1, row 2, that became very tiresome very quickly to people playing with a screen reader.
A3, A4, A5, empty. E5, empty.
And also made sure to call...
Make a word by tapping letters that belong to you. Find player one's letters on the bottom row 5, and select the letters C-A-T to spell cat.
So you can select individual
E-5,
letters by tapping
C,
on them.
1 point. Selected letter 1 of 1.
So then...
C-5, A, 0 points. Belongs to player 1. D-5, T, so 0 points. Belongs to player... Tap to submit the word cat. Selected letter... Player 1 spelled the word cat. D-5,
we spelled the word cat, and we move on.
That touch horizontally.
And now we move on to the next step of the tutorial.
Words. Find the letter L at cell B4 and spell luck.
I'm looking for more people to test to kind of help make sure it's as accessible as possible. We're also looking for Braille support. When I made Stem Stumper, it was still when iOS 4 was around, so there wasn't support for Braille displays, but now that there are, a lot of people said, like, hey, it'd be awesome now that you have this grid of letters to be able to read it on a Braille display in order to quick figure out where things are quickly. And I was looking into, like, you know, how to get one, a Braille display, and it turns out they're all fairly expensive. So I'm trying to find a place where I can borrow one for development and just have a couple of testers who are using them that can tell me whether or not things make sense with a Braille display and see what we can do to make things quicker for someone using one. One of the cool things about the game is that since it's turn-based, you can play people online with it. Think of kind of like if you're playing chess with someone online and you each like take turns, and you can take like, you know, up to 24 hours to make your turn. So it lets you play with your friends easily.
Is it similar to Words with Friends?
The game isn't similar to Words with Friends, but the idea of playing other people online, like you each have like your own turns and you can take as long as you want for each turn. It's actually similar. I don't know if anybody has played Spell Tower or Letterpress. A lot of people have said our game similar to that. The thing is, Spell Tower and Letterpress are also inaccessible, so it also makes sense that no one in this room's played it.
This is like Scrabble in the sense that you can go either vertically, horizontally, or diagonally.
Yeah, so we actually Boggle also. It's kind of like that also. But we have the Connect Four part where tiles always come in from the top, and then you're trying to connect the letters in ways to make words. But then we also have a fair amount of strategy built into it with how the letters interact when they touch each other. Which we go into in depth in the tutorial, which is something I'm working on feverishly now, because we're getting our alpha out on Tuesday. So we're pretty much set on alpha testers, but we're looking for people for our beta in about a couple weeks from now. So if anybody's interested, Amy has my email.
Is it a free game or does it cost?
It's so we're going to give the base game away for free, which will let you play up to 2 people online. And then when you pay $1.99, you'll be able to play up to 10 people online. And then you'll also have a local single player. And even in both free and paid, you'll also have a local multiplayer where you can play someone else, but you have to pass the same device back and forth. So you'll get that free also.
The free option is great, and I'm glad you're providing that. But I think a couple of bucks for something that takes this much time and effort to put into, to make it accessible, because this is not only for blind people, this is not a specialty thing for blind people. Sighted people can play this too. So it's a way for us to be included. I would just encourage people to spend a couple of bucks. This is the second time that I've seeing Kwasi come in and spend a considerable bit of time with blind people trying to make sure this is accessible. So I would just encourage people to pay the small fee.
I'm showing it on an iPad right now, but you can play it on iPhone also. Probably a couple weeks after our initial release, we'll support Android. so that you'll actually be able to play your friend no matter which device they're on. And then we have plans down the road if it actually gets popular enough to have desktop releases, so that you can just play people no matter where they are.
It has different levels of difficulty?
Not right now, because it's such a, it's a multiplayer game, so the level of difficulty is really who you're playing. We're thinking of if there are enough people that it becomes a problem having handicaps. Like, the idea behind the game is, like, you first to score 100 points wins.
Oh, I see what you mean. So if I'm playing my kids and they spell three-letter words...
Right.
Then...
In fact, also, one of the cool things about the strategy in the game is you can make a word, and then if you're able, and then certain conditions will let you steal that word from somebody else. So it's not just about making words, but also, like, where the letters are placed to everything else, and making sure you didn't leave any holes for someone to take advantage of your word.
Wait,
so there's,
did you get bonus points for stealing?
Yeah, you get bonus points for stealing. We reward stealing.
It's
yeah.
Great, yeah, it's a great thing for inclusion.
It's
yeah.
a 5x5 grid.
Yes.
Does that expand as you play?
No, it's a 5x5 grid. It doesn't expand at all. It stays 5x5. As the grid fills up, so like you could get like a fair amount of tiles on it, and we make sure to read out the information you need for it. And but we found one thing that was actually really helpful was I didn't know about vertical navigation until like my first couple of playtests. And when someone mentioned that, it becomes a lot easier to navigate the grid if you can flick up and down to go between rows. You can go... vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. So in theory, if like you were like uber awesome, you could make a 25 letter word if you could connect every cell on the grid into a word. So it's not limited to 5 letter words. I don't play a ton of word games, but now that I have some of my friends who actually are really into Scrabble, I'm getting like a lot of bugs where they're making like these 8 letter words and it's breaking the UI, which I thought was really fun. It has a built-in dictionary. We don't have a challenge mechanism. Except that's an interesting feature that I didn't even think
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I realized when I was playtesting with people is that asking someone who can't see to keep more than 25 objects in their head, like, people were getting frustrated when we tried bigger sizes about, like, how many... Because how things are touching each other is actually really important in deciding, like, how many points a letter's worth. And also, you can only move a letter if it's at the top of its column. And even though we have voiceover read all that information, people still want to have, like, a mental map of, like, all the letters that are on the board and where they are related to each other. So once you get the board much bigger than 25 total letters, that can get kind of a lot to keep track of. The game's blind accessible, but I also want it to be accessible in a bunch of other avenues, so I want to make sure the tiles themselves were big enough so that people can easily tap them, especially on iPhone. On iPad, the screen's uber big, so we can mess around with the size a little bit more.
What programming language do you write the game in?
I'm a C++ guy with some Objective-C sprinkled to talk to like the iOS-specific portions.
Can you talk a little bit, I'm just curious about Stem Stumper, what that game actually is?
Stem Stumper is a blind accessible puzzle game, and the idea is it kind of has this hot and cold mechanic of you're trying to find objects on the field. But the really cool thing is as you get closer to it, each object has its like its own soundtrack to it, and as you get closer to something, more instruments from that soundtrack pop in. Okay, so in this, you're trying to find our angry acorn. So as you see, when you're far away from it, all you hear is like the bass, all you hear is just like drums. And as you get closer, and then when you tap it, you then tap it to actually like activate its power. So we have a bunch of other items in the game that you're looking for and can use. And let's find. So if you like the music, the person who did the music for Stem Stumper is actually doing sound for Letter Clever also. And now I just beat a level, so let's play a voiceover on.
Nimia always starts from the bottom right corner. Double tap to continue. Angry Acre. Angry Acre. Flower power.
You're basically trying to find all the fertilizer on the level. In Stem Stumper, you're trying to find all the fertilizer on the level, and the level is on a grid. The dimensions of it are... 11x7 grid. But the thing is, there are things that are blocking your way, and then there are power-ups you can use to get through those things that are blocking you. But the things that are blocking you take up flower power, and getting fertilizer gains you flower power. So you're trying to find like a way to get all the fertilizer, but without running out of like energy on flower power. It's definitely a puzzle game, kind of a brain teaser. It's one of those games for people who like don't mind spending a ton of time like trying to figure out like the best way to get around everything. Just found out today we're going to be showing this STEM Stumper and our new game at a conference at NYU for games that promote diversity, both like, you know, racially, sexually, and accessibility-wise.
Do you have plans for putting STEM Stumper on the PC as well?
They're both using the similar code, so the idea is if I get one on the PC, in theory I can get the other on the PC. Actually, the bigger problem is I'm a Mac guy, so while I can test it with VoiceOver, I don't have a readily available access to JAWS. And that. There's a touchscreen issue. I think I can get away with Android. We got away with using the arrow keys in order to navigate around the screen. So I think we kind of do similar shenanigans on the PC.
Thank you very much. Cool. We really appreciate you coming.